Welcome to episode 2 of the IJACOPPO podcast. The International Joint Commission on Allied Health Personnel and Ophthalmology is a not-for-profit organization that offers certification and education to allied ophthalmic personnel around the globe. IJACOPPO's mission is to promote global eye health and prevent blindness through training program accreditation, education, and the certification of allied ophthalmic personnel. This episode features Dr. James Tsai, Lean Techniques for the Ophthalmic Practice. Dr. James Tsai is the president of New York Eye and Ear Infirmary and the Delafield Rogers Professor and System Chair of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. In addition, Dr. Tsai is the president-elect of IJACOPPO. In this podcast, Dr. Tsai will explore the methodology of lean processes and techniques in an ophthalmic practice to increase the value for patients and minimize waste.
So I'm going to talk today about lean techniques for the ophthalmic practice. Now, you may have heard of this, and I'm just going to for those of you who know it, this will be kind of a very basic, but for those of you who don't, I'm hoping to kind of tell you about the lean techniques that are now being employed throughout all of industry. These are my financial relationships, financial disclosure. So these are the six key points I'd like to make. Their current market forces in ophthalmology, provide an overview of lean thinking, really focus on value-added, value-enabling, and non-value-added work. Lean focuses on eliminating waste and visual management, provide some guiding principles, and then introduce you to the problem-solving methodology. So these are the market forces that are really turning our patients into consumers. If you think about the traditional markets where employees who had insurance were pretty passive, there was a passive employer, there was price-insulated employees, we had broad open networks, there was no platform for comparison, it was very disruptive to change benefits. And if you think about what's happening now, it's much easier to change your plans. They're probably narrower networks. And really, there's a lot of emphasis on kind of what is value. This is what we know from surveys of patients as consumers. Almost 3/4 have gone online to check for healthcare information. What's shocking is 4/5 of consumers trust websites as much as personal recommendations. They focus on physician ratings. They also avoid physicians if there are bad ratings. And if you look at the cost that is projected in 2024, it's $5.5 trillion. In 2015, that's $10,000 per person in the United States for cost of healthcare. And there are problems at hand for ophthalmology in part of the bigger scope and arena. Part of it is the fact that really there's a widening gap between the public's need for eye care services and what we can provide. Who's heard that CMS is going to cut the reimbursement for cataract surgery by 15% next year, in 2020? That's going to be one of the challenges. So if you look at overall the increase in CMS reimbursement for physician services, healthcare, it's about 0.5%. But there are certain specialties, and unfortunately ophthalmology is one of them, that's going to take a bit of a hit. And the reason is that our technology is making us much more efficient, and the surgeries are much shorter. So time is one of the elements that CMS kind of computes in determining what the reimbursement will be. And so there are some ophthalmologists who were very, I think, far-thinking and said, hey, let's develop some practice guidelines for the delivery care. And surprise, surprise, they're focusing on teamwork. And that's why it's so critical. And I think the leadership at IJACOPPO is passionate in providing the tools and education for allied ophthalmic personnel to really play a major role in delivering high-quality, efficient care. So the evolution of lean thinking really goes into the manufacturing. Lean started in the auto industry. And so a lot of the terms that I'm going to introduce you to are from the auto industry, and especially with Toyota. Toyota was one of the first companies that really kind of expanded our lean thinking. And you can see the timeline. So initially it was a focus on tools and consulting, but now it's really evolving into a focus on how we manage efficient practices. So let me introduce you to some terms. These are Japanese terms. So the focus is on high quality, low cost, short lead time. So you can see just in time and building quality are the pillars. And there, for standardized work, there are two Japanese terms. There's heijunka. Heijunka means leveling production. Kind of makes sense. We don't want our practices to be really busy one day and very slow the other day. Actually, you deliver much more efficient care when you level production. Also, there's something called Kaizen, which is continuous improvement. So the focus is on not disrupting things, but really trying to continuously improve and enhance the patient care experience. So the framework for cultural change in lean is, first of all, knowing why maybe changes are needed. Then figuring out how one does this. And then creating the environment where management is really enabling all the team members to really practice at their optimal level. So this is a fundamental shift in thinking that is really taking root throughout all of industry. And it's really focusing on workflow and process. There's experimentation. So it's really, you know, everything seems to be iterative. That is, you plan, then you do, but then you study whether those changes made a difference, and then you act if you have to refine them. These are a few definitions. What's a problem? So a problem is a gap in performance. That's what a problem is. Problem solving is systematic. A performance gap is simply a difference. Waste is really big. I mean, trying to say what's, from the consumer or the patient, what makes sense? What is non-value added time? And I think we can all think of times. And then providing a management system that really helps enable value. And these are a few more definitions. Value, and I'll let you read them. End customer, interim customer, what is called value stream, and then flow. So those are the definitions that give you the framework for lean. So let's define the three types of work. Value added is work that customers need to meet their requirements. Value enabling is something that oftentimes the customer doesn't see, but really makes it easier. So it may be, let's say if you work in the back office, making sure that all the records are there, because that will enable value-added work when the patient spends time with the clinician or the technician. So it's really the teamwork concept, really trying to visualize work that will enable the... And then non-value-added is anything that is waste that really increases wait time. So there's a mnemonic called downtime, and I'll have a slide that really covers this. So there's a defect, there's overproduction, there's waste, there's not using the potential of the people. That is, utilizing the full talents and skills of all staff members. There's transport, there's inventory, there's motion, unnecessary motion, and there's an excess production. So these are some examples of waste in ophthalmology. And I'm gonna let you kind of read through them. So I think we all can think, what are we doing in our practices that just doesn't make sense to the patients who come to see us? And it's not just simply doing too less, but sometimes we do too much, which doesn't really make the practice more efficient. Also, in Lean, there's a big focus on visual management. That is really providing images. So very quickly, everyone understands what is necessary to make the practice more efficient. So I think you're seeing this throughout all of industry, wherever you go, visual management. Visual management are simple signals that provide an immediate understanding. And so I've provided some examples of visual management. So the guiding principles of the work include really going and seeing what is actually. So it's really the concept of management by walking around, really understanding what is happening in the practices. And then being respectful for everyone. You know, really understanding. And then coaching. Coaching is a really big part of Lean. And really gathering people together and solving problems together. Not just one or two people making the decisions at the top. Bringing everyone together. And that is why Lean is really focused on problem-solving thinking. Not jumping to conclusions. Hearing from everyone. And you probably are familiar with the literature that suggests when you have diverse teams, guess what? Decisions are better and more correct. And there are, I've just listed some problem solving. So there are some situations like firefighting where the cause is unknown, but we have a known solution. When you don't have either the cause is unknown and the solution is unknown, there's something called A3 problem thinking. So let me just explain A3. So this is the problem-solving methodology, and obviously this is just an introduction to Lean, so I'm not going to go into these concepts. I can tell you the Mount Sinai Health System has embraced Lean. All the system hospitals, all our practices are really undergoing a revolution in really trying to employ this level of thinking and how we take care of patients. So what is A3? So A3 is a coaching tool, but really what A3 is, it started with a piece of paper, an A3 paper. That's why it's called A3. It's really just a structured way to problem solve. So it's really just describing in detail what we do every day. But in Lean, we've employed it. So let me give you some examples. At our 100 Second Street practice, we had very lengthy patient wait times. So we did a lot of techniques that probably you all do. We revised our physician templates. We reduced overbooking. We actually assimilated all the schedules. We no longer have physicians decide their own schedules independently. We cross-trained our technicians, surprise, surprise. We did just-in-time technician scheduling, so we were very mobile. We also improved our communication. We educated our supervisor who wasn't familiar. We also processed communication delays directly to patients because we've all been at the airport, and if we know that the plane is in the air, we feel much better when they announce that the plane is in the air. And the end result has been decreased wait times and improved patient experience as measured by press gaining and a lot of the outcomes. So I've tried to introduce 6 new concepts. The key is really the value added, I believe, value enabling and non-valued work. Everything we do in the practice falls into one of these 3 categories. And it's really trying to make as much of it value added or value enabling. Thank you.
You've been listening to episode 2 of the iJacopo podcast. For more information, go to our website, www.ijcahpo.org.